Back in 1969, the mostly gay patrons of New York's Stonewall Bar fought police who'd raided the place, looking to arrest people for sodomy. Many people say the modern gay rights movement started right then. I talked with David Cruz. He's a civil rights historian and a professor of law at the University of Southern California. I wanted to compare the gay rights movement with the earlier struggle for civil rights by black Americans. David Cruz, would you describe what is happening with gays and lesbians in this country as a movement, a civil rights movement?
Oh, absolutely. Since at least the 1950s, there was a self-conscious community sense on the part of gay and lesbian people, and sense that there were rights that were properly owed but that were being denied by government.
How would this movement compare with what we think of as the great civil rights movement of the last 50 years, that of black Americans for equal treatment?
Both movements are claiming that the people on behalf of whom rights are being sought are part of the fabric of America. Both movements were and are claiming that there are rights that are properly owed to them that are being unlawfully, unconstitutionally, and indeed immorally, in many cases, denied to them.
Are you at all concerned that you might offend some African Americans by comparing the experiences that you're having to the movement for civil rights? After all, homosexuals and lesbians may not have always been treated well in this country, but there's no history of something like slavery.
No, the risk of offending or alienating potential supporters within African-American communities is real. Analogies between gay rights struggles and the racial civil rights movement are risky, and some people have taken umbrage at them. I think that's a special risk when analogies are done simplistically, when one says that it's the same fight. And I think that if we instead say, look, what we as a country have gone through with respect to questions of racial justice is relevant to how we think more broadly about social justice.
Do you think that many Americans may be perhaps unaware of the sense on the part of gays and lesbians that they continue to suffer discrimination? Because you see these popular television programs, you see, I think, a pretty widespread acceptance of things like gay clergy. So it feels to many Americans who are outside your experience, well, things are pretty much okay.
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. I mean, every year in my law classes at USC, I have students who are under the genuine belief that there are states of the union, Hawaii maybe, in which same-sex couples may legally wed. And that's just not the case. But because of the tremendous cultural advances, I think that does lead to some ignorance. Certainly within political ranks, that's not the case. In fact, the recent Republican Policy Committee report on the threat to marriage from the courts, as they styled it, cites that gay marriage activists have a sincere belief in the justice of their cause.
You mentioned this Republican policy group. Can you see that they may be sincere in their belief that you shouldn't be able to marry?
Oh, absolutely.
And what is the basis of those two beliefs?
Much of the basis for gay and lesbian claims that they are entitled and should be recognized to have the right to marry civilly is a sense of founding ideals of equality. A great deal of the resistance to governmental recognition of marriage, I think, comes from religion and from the difficulty trying to disentangle what that means when you have a social institution, marriage, that is on the one hand both legal and social, the marriages that are recognized by churches throughout the country.
David Cruz, professor of law at the University of Southern California, thank you for coming in to speak with us.
Thank you very much for having me.